We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Final hour for us, but Dukes and Bell are going to be here from 2 to 7 as well. So if you're looking for a place to watch the NCAA tournament, this is the place for you. As two games are underway right now, Florida Atlantic, two-point lead over Northwestern right before halftime.
They might get the 20.
They might. This game is going to finish in the 40s. Yeah. Someone's going to win this game 48-45.
Yeah.
And then the other game that is currently underway, Baylor out to a pretty big lead, 23-12 over Colgate, midway through the first half in that one as well. We'll keep you updated on all of it. Live coverage of the games starts at 7 o'clock on the radio station. If you want to listen to any of the games, like if you're out there driving around and you're a big Colgate fan, you can listen on the Westwood One app. Can listen that way.
Yeah. Also, Buck, I will be at Cheetah right after the show. So I'm leaving here.
Yeah.
Head down to Cheetah because Brad Sparks just hit me. Yeah. So I will be down there as soon as the show is over. I'll be down there. So, y'all, if you're not there or you're on your way, we'll be there probably about 2:30-ish and hang out for a few hours.
Let me correct that. Westwood1.com.
Okay.
Sorry. You can listen to Westwood1.com. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be a good place to go watch various things.
Yes.
Basketball
yes.
and otherwise.
Yes.
How was yesterday? Because yesterday's appearance from Abe was much talked about during the 1 o'clock hour yesterday. How'd it go? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was cool. They had the games on. They had their own
the
bracket.
First thing he said is they had
I told you
on.
That was what I was worried about most.
He said the first thing they had
They had their own bracket challenge going on.
What, like pick a team? Or
no, not exactly.
What was it?
I was, you know, you pick a lady who represents the team.
Oh, okay.
And they compete in a bracket-style knockout.
They play one-on-one or something?
It's a dance-off.
Oh, okay.
Like Billy Zane presents, it's a dance-off.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Who won?
I left before the final, but Novocaine was running quite strong at the time.
Okay. All right.
Good.
That's better than I thought it was going to be. This is better than the answer I thought you were going to give, Abe.
It was a great answer.
It was a great answer, actually.
The only thing that's funny about those.
I'm really encouraged, Andy. I'm really encouraged.
He did notice that there were women
there.
He did see the
I am encouraged.
That were in the building.
Yes.
Those events are always very funny because, you know, you're there on behalf of the radio station, and at times they ask you to go up there and make, like, an announcement.
Oh, we were on the mic.
You'll probably have to do that at some point today.
Right.
I hate doing that. That is just, like, I don't know. The last thing anybody there wants to see is me talking to them.
I would think so.
You know what I mean?
I would think so.
Like, that's not what these people are here for at all. But, yeah, anyway, Abe handled that nicely as well. Shout out to Jared, who sends us a picture of a Modelo Chilada. Looks like he's having that today, which is good, after some heavy yard work, he says. So shout out to you. If you're drinking something on a Happy Hour Friday, send
you get them rocks down yet?
At TBM99. Some of them.
Get some rocks down.
Yeah, some of them. I lined the front garden bed with the river rocks.
Uh-huh.
Got all the mulch moved around, which is good. I'm going to wait to put the pebbles back in the play area until after we get the swing in the ground. I haven't put the swing in the ground yet, but we'll do that. Yeah, I still don't know what I'm going to do with the river rocks on the front
slope. Tell me about these pebbles, because we're trying to figure out something, because she measured, like, my wife, when she brings up the damn measuring tape, dog,
yeah.
I'm just like, okay.
It's just, like, really small gravel.
Okay.
Pebble gravel. I don't know what exactly you call
it. Where you get it at?
I got it at High Country.
Okay.
Landscape Supply.
Okay.
On Atlanta Road.
Okay.
Locally owned company.
Okay.
Juan is my guy over there.
Juan.
Very nice. I'll send you over to Juan.
Juan, Andy sent me over
there. It's actually, like, pretty decent price,
okay,
if I'm being honest. Like, they did a really good job. You can get that kind of stuff from Home Depot and all that, but they're going to charge you more.
Okay.
Got but it. Also, you know, Home Depot, profits go to the Falcons. So, we want to support the home team.
But you don't worry about the Pebbles, right, with the kids?
Huh? No, I'm not. What would you worry about?
Because Bass throws all – because we got the rock garden right there by the pool, and he throws all the rocks in the pool.
Oh, he's going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 100%
yeah.
going to do that.
Okay. All right, yeah, because he throws all the rocks in the pool.
Yeah, no, all the little pebble rocks that are already back there are all over her playhouse and all over the deck. I had to blow the deck off yesterday so I could stain it and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, what wouldn't though? Like, what's he not gonna throw?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Well, dude, this guy looks just like John Chuckery.
Dude,
man.
I'm talking about all the way like John Chuckery. Like, it's scary. He looks like John Chuckery with the spray tan.
Like a really tan.
The hair, everything. The hair, everything is John Chuckery.
Yes, dead serious.
No.
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah, we're talking. We're talking. We're talking about you on the radio right now. Now, we're sitting here because we're at Twin Peaks of Buckhead, right?
Yes.
And there's a lot of people in here. And he's over there on the other side of the bar. And I'm like, Randy. And I looked at this guy three different times because I was like, why would Chuckery just come and not, like, say hi?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But Chuckery's brother, man.
He looks just like Chuckery.
What am I telling? Yeah. It's a doppelganger. Yeah. Yeah, you're a doppelganger.
25 years NYPD.
There we go.
Look just like damn John Chuckery.
Just like him. He just got back from like Costa Rica or Jamaica or something like that. Spent a couple weeks on the beach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Look just like him.
That's very funny.
That's very, very funny. Okay, so no rocks. Okay, got it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to advise
Chuckery
you.
Just gave me some dab and cut me. Maybe he didn't like what I was saying. He got them long ass fingernails and sliced Smith in here.
Man. He really did.
Yeah, he really sliced me with his fingernails.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics Non-Surgical Treatment for Joint Pain.
Boom!
Golkey comes off a screen, fakes the three. Now he'll take it. Yes, sir!
So good. So there he goes. He goes by him, and now it's forget it.
The star of day one of the NCAA tournament, Oakland's Jack Golkey.
Oh, Jake.
32 points, all of them, I guess not all of them.
Yeah, two free throws.
Yes. Okay, most of them on threes.
Yes.
He hit 10 threes and 2 free throws, doesn't attempt twos, doesn't even come inside the line if he doesn't have to.
No.
All this guy does is come off screens and just jack up threes.
He hit 8 2-point shots.
The whole year.
Out of 340-something attempts.
300-and-something attempts.
Yes.
8 of them were 2-pointers.
Yes.
And I do wonder, like, do you think those were accidental toe-on-the-line threes?
I really didn't.
did he finally get a defender to overcommit, pump fake him, and take it
to
the hole?
I think it was because he had a foot on the line.
Yeah, foot on the line. Yeah. Like, this guy made 0 layups all year, probably. Anyway, he would, I'll be honest with you, probably not alone in this one. I never heard of this guy
ever
until yesterday.
No.
But he went out there and had the game of his life against Kentucky. They beat Kentucky.
Yes.
Oakland does. Their coach, by the way, has been the head coach of the school for 40 years. And so they're kind of the darling of the tournament so far. Now, they did say afterwards, we are no Cinderella.
They did say that.
Now, they are one.
Yes,
but they
are.
Said that they're not. And they'll play in the second round, obviously, against NC State tomorrow. But one of the things we love about the tournament, man, is stories like this and games like that.
Yes.
And shout out to Oakland and Jack Golkey for being the story yesterday.
Yeah, man. I mean, they went out there. It's something we talked about yesterday when we were over at in Kennesaw, Twin Peaks of Kennesaw, was about Kentucky's inability to play defense. And we knew that if the three ball is such an equalizer, especially if you hit a high amount of them. And so, you know, they were able to do that. Get me wrong, Kentucky, they battled. They tried to stay in the game. And
no doubt.
But I just look at it from the standpoint where, you know, the veteranness of all them playing together, I want to say that won the game, you know. But it had an impact on, I'm assuming, because they're 19 versus 24-year-olds. But the 24-year-olds, they just played better, you know. And Kentucky played good. Now, I'm not like their coach for – Oakland saying that it was one of Kentucky's best games because it wasn't. But they did go out there and they took care of business. I'm not surprised they could take it off.
No,
I'm a bit.
No, neither am I. I mean, we talked about how vulnerable they were yesterday. We talked about Kansas and how vulnerable they were yesterday. They damn near lost. Honestly,
they should have lost.
Probably should have lost.
That was not a foul.
It wasn't. No. I mean, it was late at night, so maybe not everybody stayed up to see it. But Samford was down by one. One of their players with a track down block, he goes up, the Kansas player is going up to dunk it two-handed, and he comes and tracks him down, and he gets ball.
All ball.
He gets ball,
all
and
ball.
He knocks it off the backboard. It's a great block. They would have retained possession. They're down one. Who knows? Anything could have happened
right
at that point. But they call the foul. Kansas goes on to win the game 93-89. You feel bad for Samford for sure. Kansas is, they're banged up.
Yes.
They're missing their best players. They got Gonzaga now in the next round, which Gonzaga played incredible yesterday. They beat McNeese State by 30, and it could have been by more than that. So I feel as though Kansas's run will probably come to an end tomorrow, which would also mean Gonzaga would go to their eighth straight Sweet 16.
And ain't won one title.
Which is outrageous. No, they haven't. They haven't won any titles, no doubt about that. Thank God. But they've been in eight straight Sweet 16s, which is not nothing.
No, I mean, I'm not going to ever poo-poo that. Would never poo-poo that.
You could if you want.
I could.
I'm all for poo-pooing Gonzaga.
Yeah, and I know this about you with the whole Gonzaga.
Which I like because you were the one that just did the poo-pooing. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a good poo-pooer.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Yeah, I think that,
I know,
you know, Kansas
you
is.
Everybody
Kansas,
does.
Kansas is, you know, in that situation. Like you said, they were up on Samford.
They were up big.
Yeah, they were up on Samford,
and
Samford came back because, like you said, they don't have their best play. They don't have their closers, but they were able to. I know it was a bad call, and I think if the guy didn't fall awkwardly off the rim the way he did, they probably wouldn't have called that a foul.
Yeah, I think the ref was a little bit tricked by the way that he came down.
Yes.
Which, again, I don't know how you fix it. I know replay, all that kind of stuff. It's hard to have everything reviewable, but, I mean, if you're going to have anything reviewable, maybe you should have everything reviewable because they pretty much – are out of the NCAA tournament now in part because of a really bad call.
Exactly.
I don't know. You feel bad for them. It sucks. Dayton was down 17 points under 8 minutes
17,
to go.
Oh, the Fighting Sean Thompsons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Fighting Sean Thompsons.
That is kind of how I choose with a lot of these ones. It's like if I don't know the team very well, with a lot of these teams I don't know very well, it's like, all right, do I know somebody that went there personally?
Right.
No, in a lot of cases. Do I know, is there a famous alum or something that they have? That's like, oh, I like that guy. He went there. No, okay, in that case, I don't. But, yeah, that's a good reason to root for Dayton. Sean Thompson went there.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, 17-0 run, they had came back and won that basketball game. I think that, you know, we were talking about Oregon. I mean, I thought South Carolina was going to win. Didn't realize
you
said this because they got all the guys
back.
They were big inside, and they were just imposing their will on South Carolina.
They just
peeled away from them.
Their best player, at least their best player yesterday, who dropped 40 points, transferred from South Carolina.
Yes.
Jermaine Cousinard is his name. Goes off for 40 against his former team.
Great.
So that's a pretty cool
40
story.
40 points in against your alma mater in the tournament, your former alma mater in the tournament.
That's pretty good.
40.
Two games underway right now. They did make it to 20 by halftime.
They did.
Florida Atlantic with a one-point lead over Northwestern, 20-19. Beautiful basketball being played there. And Baylor is up 29-21 over Colgate with about 8 minutes to go before halftime. Bunch of other games. You want to pick these games based on if you know somebody that goes to the school?
All right, let's go.
All right, UAB, San Diego State. Do you know anybody from either one of those schools?
Tell me the schools again.
UAB.
Okay.
San Diego State.
Well, I know Marshall.
Marshall Faulk?
Yeah.
Okay, so San Diego State. There you go.
Yeah.
Marquette.
Oh, and Chuck and John Fricke was the voice. There.
John Fricke was the voice of San Diego State?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that's
the easy
pick.
Hold on. You didn't know that?
somehow slipped my mind.
Oh,
sorry.
You didn't know that? Okay.
I do have the whole resume printed out at home and on the wall. Western Kentucky Marquette.
Dwayne Wade. And I love Shaka.
My buddy Jerry Brewer went to Western Kentucky, and he's a nice guy.
Okay.
He's a columnist, I think, for the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah, and I love me some Shaka.
Okay, Marquette then.
Yes.
UConn Stetson. I went to DeLand, Florida one time and had lunch.
I like Stetson Bennett a lot.
Love Stetson Bennett. And
love
I
Stetson Bennett.
To be honest with you, I don't really care for UConn.
I'm
calling it 16-1 upset.
Okay.
16-1 upset for the second straight year.
Yeah.
New Mexico versus Clemson.
Okay. I'm picking Clemson to go to the Final Four because of Brandi Hunter's son plays for Clemson, and she went to Georgia. She's an all-world real estate lady. She's bad. And so that's why I'm going for that.
All right, easy enough. I don't know anybody in New Mexico.
No.
I've been to New Mexico one time.
Okay. And a couple classmates went to Clemson.
You ever been to the state of New Mexico?
There's no reason for me to go to New Mexico, Andy.
Las Cruces. Thumbs down.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't you?
I'd love to go to Santa Fe.
You and your mom went on a road trip, right?
No. My mom has been to Santa Fe and Albuquerque and loved it. And
okay.
I would love to go there because that looks very cool. But Las Cruces, when we were visiting El Paso when I was a kid,
my
stepmom's from El Paso, took a day trip up to Las Cruces, New Mexico, which I think is where the school is.
Okay.
Not good. Good about it.
Yeah, New Mexico is not on the bucket list of places.
Yale versus Auburn.
I mean, Auburn. I picked Auburn. Is my Final Four.
We have a listener named Mark who I really like, though, and he went to Yale.
Okay.
I don't know anybody. I guess I know people that went to Auburn. My buddy.
I don't care about bougie Mark.
I like Mark. He's nice.
How you know Mark?
I was in the Coca-Cola Fantasy Football League.
Well, I like Mark. I like Mark too.
Yeah, he's a really nice.
But
guy.
I'm not going for Yale.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I can't do the snobby schools, man.
Colorado and Florida. I mean, I'm going to Gainesville.
There's
today.
No way in the hell I root for Florida in anything.
Yeah,
I know Daniel Graham went to Colorado, played tight end. We came out the same year.
Okay.
Other than that, there's no way in hell I'm rooting for Florida.
There's too many games to do this
with.
We're
going to
do all these
Florida.
Games, but there's like 100 of them. We'll come back. Maybe we'll do more of this.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do more fun stuff like that. Talk about the NCAA tournament. It's a happy hour Friday. You can tweet us pictures of whatever it is that you're drinking at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll shout you out on the radio. Get your AMA questions ready as well. It's raining. Perfect road trip weather. Right on time. Perfect. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The party's going on.
Yes.
Thank God it's Friday.
Booyaka!
Happy hour Friday at that. Live, Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Shout out to Kev Dog. He just sent us a picture of a 13th Colony bourbon. He's going straight whiskey this Friday.
You're damn right, Kev.
It's been a tough week, he says. Been a hell of a week, so he's going straight whiskey.
Damn right, Kev Dog.
I always wonder when guys like Kev Dog and others send us pictures of what they're drinking and also where they're drinking. Like, you think that's his house?
Yeah.
Because that's pretty cool.
That's nice.
Like, that's a nice-looking, like, full bar, marble
that's
countertop.
Nice.
Like, he's got all the shelves back there stocked up with different stuff. Like,
I'd like to have that at my
house.
That's lovely.
I'd be worried, though, like I'd just drink it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
I really would. Who gave us, what did we get last week? Was a Gentleman Jack, right?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
It's gone.
Oh.
So, like, you know what I mean? It would be cool to have all that, but it would just be so tempting all the time.
It'd be tempting all the time.
It'd just be like, man, I don't have anything going on.
You might as well drink
Sunday
one.
Afternoon. Yeah. Might as well make a couple cocktails at my beautiful home bar. I guess I have a little one that tempts me enough anyway.
Don't be talking about your little bar. That bar is nice.
It's nice. I like
it. Don't say
but it's not like that.
I don't like how you say little compared to that, though.
But I'm saying, like, if the thing I have can tempt me, that thing would be.
I got a little bar. Your bar,
problem.
Your bag is nice.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little, you know, like, bar set up with some cabinets
it's
and stuff.
It's nice.
It's fine.
Hell
it's not that. Maybe someday. Maybe someday we'll get to that. But I would be worried because I would just drink it all.
All right, man. All right. Okay, fine.
Man Cave. That could be part of it.
There you go.
It could be like a man cave.
There you go.
This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store.
Yeah, like,
up your man cave game this season at mancavestore.com. That would be like you could have that down there in it.
There you go, man. Get your bar in the man cave with your liquor. And I promise you, you'll just look at it. You'll be like, oh, okay. We got liquor all over the house. I don't know. I only time I drink liquor is on Saturday and Sunday. Not even a drip.
Yeah, I can't make that promise to myself.
Yeah, I don't really drink liquor.
It just starts to taste so good. You know what I mean?
That's why you drink a lot of it on
and then it's like I had a beer last night while I was cooking dinner, and I was like, you know what would be even better? It's tequila.
Yeah.
And then you started mixing that in.
Yeah.
And then that feels good. And then you keep it rolling. And then all of a sudden it's 11:45 and you're eating potato chips. And you're watching Kansas and Belmont or whatever.
Hey,
dog, it was.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. Hey,
yeah.
You gotta get your drink on. That's what. Yeah, I'll wait till I get home.
Kansas and Samford.
Yeah, wait till I get home this evening. Again, guys, on the way. As soon as the show's over, I'm heading over to Cheetah to have a good time with you guys and have some fun and drink a little bit. And all my boys supposed to be coming. So yeah. Make sure y'all stop through. If you're on the way, I'll be on the way in a little bit.
I saw a tweet yesterday about, like, the things that no one wants to hear about from you the most.
Okay.
Your bracket,
okay.
How your bracket's doing.
Right.
I can subscribe to that. Like, we all have one. Okay, I got one game wrong, whatever. I guess Bijan Robinson, among others, have a perfect bracket after day one. That's kind of cool.
Right.
But, yeah, I think we got fantasy football team.
Yes.
No one really wants to hear about
Nobody.
That. I saw on the list, like, I have no problem abiding by those rules. I'm not going to tell anyone about my bracket. It's easy to not tell. I understand that.
Right.
On the list was also listed the highlights of your round of golf. And I understand, yes, and I probably even agree with it, but that's the one that I struggle with. I'm like, I hit a really good shot, and I kind of want to tell people about it.
Oh, okay. So nobody wants to hear.
No one wants to hear about your bracket.
Okay.
No one wants to hear about your fantasy football team.
True,
no one
true,
wants
true,
to hear
true.
About your round of golf,
true,
which
true.
Is true. No
true,
one
true,
wants to
true,
hear
true.
About your
fishing
round of golf.
Fishing trip on there?
No one. Yeah, there's like various things in life that no one wants. No, I mean, look, it's cool that you did it.
Right.
I'm happy for you. But I don't need the details. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I have no problem abiding by any of those other than the golf one. I'm just like, I kind of just want to tell people I hit a cool shot. And I think they might want to hear about it. But then how when you tell someone something and you can tell they don't care?
I think it's different.
Like you're talking to them and you can tell they don't care?
I think it's different for who it is. Like if you were to tell me about a golf shot, I would care. If Bo Johnson would tell me his fantasy team won, I would care. If Abe told me about a trivia night that him and his dad just whipped somebody's ass, I would care because it's y'all. But if somebody else came, I'm like, I don't give a damn. Like if Abe was with another show and he came and told me that, I wouldn't give a damn.
Yeah.
But Abe's with us, and so I care.
I don't. I'll be honest.
Yeah. See, there it is. I'm more caring than you.
Yeah, no doubt about
third,
that.
Yeah, third place.
Everyone agrees on that. But, yeah, I just, you know, I mean, I'm happy he's doing something enriching in his life. I'm happy him and his dad are spending time together.
Yeah.
But the details of it.
I didn't say details.
You know what I mean?
I didn't say details.
I don't need the details.
I don't care what question you got, right?
I don't either.
None of that.
I don't either.
I just care that you're doing something with your papa and y'all won.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I can get behind that one. Yes. See you later.
All right, Chuckery.
Chuckery lookalike. Chuckery's doppelganger is out of here. You see him walking down the street. It is not, in fact, John Chuckery with a very good tan.
Yes. But, no, I think that's the thing about it is when – because, like you said, you can honestly tell when somebody's like
– Yeah, it's like, oh, cool story.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But I also feel the same way. Like, I don't know. There's, like, Brian Gebhardt, friend of ours, big golfer. We golf together quite a bit. Even when I tell him stuff, I can tell he's glossing over.
Yeah.
And I don't care about his either. Like, he'll tell me, like, man, I've hit this great shot on 16.
So how is it that you don't care about his, but you expect him to care?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying it's the one that, like, for whatever reason, I just struggle with. Because I just want to tell people.
Right.
Like, I don't need you to know what happened on my bracket yesterday.
Right.
It's fine. I think I got 12 out of 16, whatever, pretty standard. My fantasy team, I have no problem not telling anyone about it. And I also know that no one's going to care if I tell them about something I did on the golf course.
I care.
But I still kind of want to
mention. I care.
You do.
What'd you do on the golf course, Andy?
I haven't played in a long time.
Okay,
like,
it's been
a long time. We haven't had time to play. We might play when we're on vacation in Florida in a couple of weeks. And if I play good, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I got no problem with it. I'll sit there and listen.
Okay.
I'll sit objectively and listen to Abe and his movie critiques. I mean, this is the man that woke up to watch an old-ass Roadhouse that was filmed in Key West. I've been to Key West, Andy. Ain't nothing about Key West that says bar fights.
Can I just sort of just take a step back because I'm with you on
yes.
that?
Yes.
I've never been to Key West, but I understand where you're coming from on that one. the necessity to remake things in general, yes. I disagree with. Yes. I think these are pretty well-worn territory. What I don't understand about Abe and his, I don't know even what you call it. Like, he's really into movies.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Affinity.
Affinity for movies.
Yes.
Like, he was so excited, I guess excited, but it wasn't even excited. He almost felt, like, obligated
yes.
to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I did not wake up
he was
that
like
early.
He was, like, dreading it. He was yes. like, man, I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
You actually don't,
right
because the thing about it is,
you absolutely
it's
don't
out.
Have to.
It's because it's out right now.
There's
but,
not
no, Abe
be-
has to be one of the first, because what it is, he wants to get one of the first reviews in.
Do is that what it is?
Yes.
No, I don't write a review anyway.
But here's my further
and
confusion.
I did not wake up early to watch it. I woke up. Now, I did wake up before my alarm and then maybe couldn't go back to bed because I was excited about starting it. That may have been a thing that
and
happened.
That's fine.
But that was at like 6:50.
I'm not saying I don't understand being excited about or into movies. The two things I don't understand is, like, you feel obligated to do it even if you don't want to, because it's not the only time
no,
I've heard
to.
You complain about having to watch something or finding time to watch it. But then I've also never heard you say you liked a movie.
No,
like every time you've ever watched it, you're like, that sucked.
Oh, that's the same thing. I came in and okay. I watched the Marley movie, the Bob Marley,
the Bob Marley movie.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I liked it. You sure about that? Hell yeah, Abe, I liked it. I'm gonna damn with you and a bump, you and them buffs, the Siskel and Ebert wannabe asses. I liked it. I don't care. I don't care about your review. I don't care about the cinema photography. None of that cinema stuff in it. I like the movie.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
You've been carrying that one around for a couple weeks.
Dude,
I know.
He struck a nerve in that damn office.
It was just very funny because you said, yes, I liked it, Abe, and that was that.
And that was it because I knew what he was going to say.
But I was like, this is going to come back up
yes.
again eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe in a 1:30 segment
yes.
on a Friday
yeah.
where we don't have a ton to talk about.
Yeah. But no.
It's going to come back up.
I like it.
And
all right. That's just me. I like it.
Good.
All right, yeah, and Ghostbusters coming out tonight. My family's going to see that. My ass ain't gonna be up in whatever theater they're gonna be at. So I get a Friday night. Well, kind of, because I got to keep them. Not to keep them, because it's my damn child. So I ain't watching them. It's my damn child.
Right, but yeah.
Yeah. So I
it's
get
not,
yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, oh man, I gotta watch kids. No, you don't. Them your kids.
It's your child.
It's your child.
You mean you get to hang out
yeah.
with your son?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, I got to watch your kids tonight. Watch your kids tonight? Them your damn kids. Yeah, you talking about watch the kids.
Yeah, I've got the worst one, and my someone in our family used to say this, and my mom used to get very mad, was babysitting.
Yes.
In reference to your own children.
Yes.
I got a baby. Babysit?
Babysit. Them your damn children.
Or did they get hired from some service?
Yeah. Well, I got to babysit the kids. What are you talking about, dog?
These are your kids.
Yeah, these are your damn, these are your children.
Probably pretty easy to put together who that person was.
Yeah.
my mom had a problem with it. Not my dad. My dad has never used that phrase.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
Babysit
your own damn children.
Yeah,
the hell
yeah.
is wrong with y'all? But yeah, that's that. What the, again, Ghostbusters. Who wants to see Bill Murray old ass and Dan Aykroyd old asses?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, we know Abe.
Abe does, yeah.
Yes,
sure.
We know Abe.
Or Abe at least feels obligated to.
Yes.
He's going to hate it, but he's going to watch it anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I want to see that. I did watch the Mario Brothers movie that they put out. That was pretty good. A lot of good, solid, like, if you played the Mario Brothers video games on regular Nintendo,
yes.
Super Nintendo, or Nintendo 64,
uh-huh.
the nostalgia was very they did a very good
here's
job.
A great line about the Kendrick Lamar, and it's so spot on,
okay.
about today's rap, and when we talked about rap. Rap is so bad now than what we call it back in our day, that a line from Kendrick Lamar is treated like hit 'em up.
Right.
Yes.
That's what we said.
Yes.
Is the reason why we can't figure out why this is a big deal is because when we were younger, people would make songs like that.
Yes.
Or Ether.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
Like, if you're trying to prove your point, you didn't have to read between the lines on one lyric.
Yes.
There was nothing. The area was not gray in what Nas was saying in that song.
Or what Pac was talking about.
Or right. It was all very clear.
Yes.
Very, very clear. Not a lot of metaphors.
Yes.
All right. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at themancavestore.com. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. We will talk to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available, too, if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. But we will start with Mason in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Mason.
Yesterday, I travel for a living for work. I'm a sales rep. So yesterday, I was going through this super small town, and I hit a gas station. The thing was probably the size of like a guest bathroom, probably about 100 square foot. And I found the best poke rinds I've ever had in my life. So my question is, y'all ever been traveling, you know, like through a small town and stopped at a restaurant or stopped at a place and think, you know, damn, that probably don't belong here, but I'm glad I stopped.
Yeah, Mason said he got the best pork rinds of his life at a gas station
Dude,
in a small town.
They have the best. They got the best skins.
That makes sense.
Yes, they have the best skins.
That adds up.
Going right now. Like, I mean, I like them all, but the skins in the small town, they have them cheap skins. Yes, sir.
What are we talking about for a bag?
Probably about $1.99.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, dog. But yeah, good bag of skins goes a long way. My wife, she buys the big tub for me at Costco. Yeah, at Costco, so it'll be by the kitchen while I'm eating, so I won't be like eating junk food and stuff.
Yeah,
just sit there and eat a whole tub of skins.
That sounds great.
Love me some skins.
There's speaking of eating food at gas stations, there's a Mexican place in the back of a Chevron on Atlanta Road, right across. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It's the best outside. There's a couple places on Buford Highway, but it's the best tacos I've found in Cobb County.
There you go.
Very, very good.
There you go.
Very
taco
good.
Stand.
They kind of have their own little deal back there, but it's it's very good. I would recommend. I don't remember what it's called, so I can't recommend it. But it's in the back of a Chevron on Atlanta Road, right across the street from what's the Air Force Base?
Boiled peanuts at any back road gas station, as we both said, in Louisiana.
Yeah, that makes sense. Every time we drive up to North Carolina, we drive by a lot of boiled peanuts.
You never had boiled peanuts until you got here, right?
I never heard of them. Until I got here.
Right.
And I was like, why would they boil them?
Uh-huh.
And then my wife was like, what are you talking about?
Good things are good.
I've never had them. Still haven't had them.
You still haven't had no boiled peanuts?
I haven't tried them.
You need to try them. Okay. They're good. They're good. I recommend them. Nice and salty and everything.
Do you think we'll see a boiled peanut stand on the way down to Gainesville today?
You might.
Okay.
You might. Hey, I'll tell you what. All right, when you're past 75, you get through making it, you're on 75, right? And you get the Fort Valley Byron exit. We get off, you go right. There's a gas station. As soon as you turn right, sell the best ball peanuts.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. I'll tell him Randy.
Yes.
Me.
Yeah.
Doug is in Jefferson. Yeah. Hey, Doug.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, are you sure?
Hey, Doug. What's up?
You all right, Doug?
You all right, Doug? You mad about your bracket?
No, I'm just saying. We're worried about that Clemson pick because Ricky Pitino Jr. is coaching at New Mexico.
Okay.
And he may bring something along. And Randy, I won't burden y'all with my story about my only hole in ones since y'all don't want to hear stories. But y'all have a good weekend. Appreciate you.
Doug's got all the hole in ones.
Appreciate that.
Now, if I ever make a hole in one, I'm telling
you.
You got
to tell that one.
I'll tell that story.
You have got to tell if you make a hole in one.
Yeah. What did he say at first? Richard Pitino.
Richard Pitino, coaches at New Mexico, right?
Okay. Yeah, possibly. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Hey, Andy, I got to get on you before I ask my question now. But
okay.
I'm going to blame Randy for it because Randy set you up for it. When y'all was talking about Kirby going from Athens to Macon, and y'all talked about, well, which way is quicker, flying or driving through Madison, Eatonton, and then Macon, and whatever other county. And you was like,
Gray, then Macon.
And Randy said, is that fair? Huh?
I said you go through Gray, and then you go through Macon.
I know, but then you said, does that sound fun? And it was like, hell no. Don't besmirch the name of Eatonton like Randy always do about Peach County. Don't do that.
What you talking about, dog?
Sorry.
You barely touch Eaton.
It just doesn't sound like a fun drive.
Because it's not.
It's a beautiful drive. You got farms and cows and all that, man. It's a nice drive.
I love driving through the country. I really do. All right. What's up, Devin?
All right. When's the last time y'all had to sneak alcohol into a spot?
Hmm. Oh, that's a great question.
Last time you had to sneak booze into a spot. I don't know. Probably.
It's been a while.
I mean, you could get booze at college football games now, so you don't have to sneak it in anymore. That probably was it, though.
I can't even remember. I know it was somewhere me and Donna. Oh, I know. We were staying. It was last year, and we were staying down at Aventura at the Belt, some hotel down there, right? And so we were staying there for the weekend. They were already down. I flew down there, and I got there, and they were charged. It was like $12 for a damn beer, and I was like, hell no. So I went over to there was a Walgreens, and I went over there and they had Bush. They got me an 18 pack of Bush, put it in my damn book bag, and Bash was still small, so I put the diapers on top of it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
They don't even search those.
They don't even search those.
You, Yeah,
that's the last time.
If you got to be careful, don't mix up the bottles. Yeah. But if you want to sneak some booze into a place, diaper bag,
yes,
in the bottle,
yes,
you're good to go.
Yeah, dog.
But don't give them the wrong bottle, though.
Yeah, but yeah, I had to. Yeah, they're like $12 for a beer. You know, I was gonna sit there for
what
like,
an outrage.
I was like, $12 for no damn beer.
That's a whole.
That was a damn 18 pack of Bush.
30 pack of Bush.
Hell
right
yeah.
There, practically. Mac is in Lithonia. Hey, Mac.
All right, Randy. Question: have you seen the movie The Accountant? I seem like you sleeping on those
yes.
counter, man. They'll counter take you out now.
Hey, dog. Especially him. That man was grinding a pole on his shin. So yeah, I mean, hey, if he like him, hell yeah, I'm gonna be afraid of him.
All right, then.
There's Mike right, with man. The selfie. It's Mike Dell with the selfie. You just missed out on John Chuckery.
Yeah, there was a Chuckery doppelganger here for like an hour. My mom is a certified public accountant as well.
I know.
Speaking of tough accountants.
And she's, man, hey, I ain't running up on Barbara.
You don't want to mess with Barbara.
I ain't running up on Barbara.
Rayfield is in Woodstock.
Oh, Rayfield.
What's up, Rayfield?
What's up, Rayfield?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's happening, man? Andy, Randy, my guys. Hey, look, y'all can really help me out with this one here. With all of these off-season acquisitions, these additions to these football teams, you know, such and such player gets signed for this million. Does that mean they automatically make the team when season year starts? Are they automatically part of the 53-man roster?
Thanks, Rayfield.
Okay.
So basically he's saying, like, if you're a free agent and you sign a huge contract, does that mean you're automatically on the team?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty
like,
much.
I guess something could happen and they could be like, all right.
Pretty much.
You get in trouble or whatever, but
pretty much.
For the most part, if you get guaranteed money and you're
like, I've been on teams where like, damn,
like you might like to cut him, but you can't cut him.
Been there,
No, if you have guaranteed money in your salary, you're pretty much going to make the team. It very rarely happens where you don't.
Yeah.
Last one here, Lou is in McDonough. What's up, Lou? How's traffic down there? By the way, how are we looking?
traffic is terrible as usual. It's always bad.
Great.
My question for you guys is, do you think there's any chance that draft eligible, like, for instance, Brock Bowers didn't work out? Oh, I got a tweaked hamstring. Others didn't work out. So they're hoping to drop down below 10 or 12 to get to a better team?
I don't think that. That would cost you money.
That would cost money, and that ain't about costing me. I'm all about my bread. So I don't think that's the case.
Every spot you drop, you get paid less.
Because there's been different things. Like, I remember when Junior Seau was coming out, you know, he was top five pick, but he was like, the Patriots were three, and he didn't want to go to New England. And San Diego was five. And once the Patriots passed on him, and then 14 passed, he was so excited because he knew that he didn't know that San Diego was going to pick him, but San Diego did pick him. So you might have something like that. But it's always, this is where I always wanted to go.
Right, but that, like he didn't do anything to like,
but he didn't do anything like throw it away. No,
I don't think people throw workouts to try to get drafted later.
No. Because that can hurt you more than you think.
Who knows what could happen. But again, even if you did that and you were successful and you went from getting drafted 5th to drafted 13th, that's millions of dollars in your bank account that you won't have. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. This game got good.
I need Florida Atlantic.
Northwestern right. Florida Atlantic was terrible the first half. Second half's been awesome. Takeaways of the day. We'll start with Randy.
Jack, go Jack.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, man.
That's what he does,
That's
man.
What he does.
Randy is an elite poo-pooer.
Yeah, man, I can poo-poo some stuff. Poo-poo.
While we're rhyming, it doesn't take much for you to get Andy to like your college basketball team. Just have a guy named Boo Booey.
Yeah.
Boo Booey.
Get him.
That's a funny name.
Boo Booey.
Boo Booey's. Look at him. He's on TV right now, pounding his chest.
Boo Booey.
Feeling good about himself.
Yeah.
He's got 13 points in the second half already.
Boo Boo is
a second half player.
Boo Boo is doing his thing.
He's a second half player.
There's another takeaway. Boo Boo
is a
second half player.
Everybody knows that about Boo.
Yes.
We'll come back
and see what
Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.